Horses and jockeys, the concept you need to understand. Very fucking elusive title. What the hell is Tim talking about now? I first heard this concept from a mentor of mine who's actually a billionaire. So usually when a billionaire talks, you listen because you can learn something. People that are super wealthy and successful just play the game better than you and I. They just know things that we don't know, and they know how to capitalize on the market. So a mentor of mine told me this concept, and I want to teach it to you because I want you to stain this in your brain forever. It's one of the most important things you can learn about life and business. Specifically, I'll give you two examples today. I'll explain the concepts, and then I'll give you two examples. I'm going to give you a fitness one because this is a fitness podcast, and then I'm going to give you a business one because you'll see what I'm talking about once I give it to you. So the horse is your vehicle for success. So with a shitty horse, it's going to be very hard for you to be successful. The jockey is you as the rider. You have to be incredible to be successful. The key in business or life or your career is picking the right horse. The other key is you need to become the best jockey. You can have an incredible horse, be an average jockey, and have great success. I would probably call that right time, right place. You can be the best jockey and have a sucky horse, and you're always going to struggle. You can think to any, like literally it's a horse racing analogy, so you can think about this in horse racing terms. So picking the right horse in terms of business is about picking in three niches do really well, and that's health, wealth, and relationships coaching. Anything related to relationships can be, relationship counseling, OnlyFans, like literally anything like that. The key to, becoming a strong jockey is committing at least a minimum of 5 years to something, relentless study, and then there's the 10,000 hour rule. So the 10,000 hour rule states that once you have put enough effort into something for, more than 10,000 hours, you'll become a master of that topic. Therefore, your success in that endeavor is inevitable. If you combine a really good horse in business as health, wealth, and relationships, and you become a really strong jockey, you will be elite. So let me give you a health and fitness example now. So if you went to a not-so-strong gym, and not-so-strong gym is what I mean by that, is a place that doesn't get strong results, that would be like picking a bad horse, okay? Then if you combine that with a weak jockey, so a weak jockey would be someone that doesn't quite have the requisite mindset to become lean, strong, fast, all those types of things. They give up easily. They make heaps of excuses. They are not willing to do the work. The odds are that you are going to never get the results you want. Whereas you flip that script and you pick a good horse in the health and fitness category, you go to a good gym. They push you. They have great programming. They have a great community. You get incredible results just as a byproduct of that. And you still combine the same shitty jockey with that, the same person that makes excuses, the same person that has no motivation, the same person that makes excuses. Odds are that they actually might get a result because they have picked a really good horse. So this is case in point with my gym. Sometimes we don't have the best jockeys that come in, but we have a really good horse. So anyone that comes in, goes hard, will definitely get a result with us, a really good result. And that's the difference between picking a bad horse and a good horse in the health and fitness industry. Now let's talk about business. So if we pick a bad horse in business, it's a niche or an industry that's really flooded, has a lot of competition, and is full of businesses where the public or the general consumer cannot differentiate in quality. So if we think about a really bad industry, we can also talk about fitness, because the general consumer really has no idea what is a good gym and a bad gym. And that's from 13 years experience picking this. Then you're fighting the fact that fitness is a commodity and it's generally a race to the bottom with most places. So you've got that factor as well. Then we've got the technology, but basically that technology is coming in here and it's cutting out the bottom of this industry. So a lot of fitness is going online in terms of online programming, and the big companies are dominating this sector and driving the price down. The other one is COVID and infectious diseases, where people want to leave the house less and communicate with people less. These four factors are pretty big, and this is creating a pretty bad horse in the fitness industry in terms of having incredible success. It can be done, but for the best of the best. You see a lot of people start in health and fitness and leave because it's a very bad horse. It's not easy to become successful in health and fitness. In my opinion, it is one of the worst industries in the world and most competitive to create great success, even though I have done it. But I've seen many other people fail at it. So then let's talk about becoming a strong jockey in health and fitness in terms of running a business. You know, that would take 10 plus years, relentless study, you know, unequivocal passion, someone that doesn't take no for an answer, someone that's really great with people. You know, all these types of things would be creating a strong jockey and a bad horse, and you can still make it work. But if you had a really good business, let's say, you had, you know, you're doing OnlyFans. Let's talk about that. So someone that's doing OnlyFans, they have the ability to make a lot of money quickly because it's online. Sex sells and everyone wants, well, not everyone, but specific amount of people. If you're into that niche, you're going to be very into that niche. And then, you know, there's not really too many barriers to entry. So you don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have anything else. You just have to like have a good rig and be able to market yourself. So, you know, in terms of like picking a good niche, like that would be an example of one, just hypothetically speaking here, then you wouldn't need to be as strong of a jockey for that, just because, you know, the product sells itself. So I gave you two examples there, a health and fitness one and then a business one. I hope you start to see and put this together of what the differences are between being a good horse and a good jockey, or having a good horse and being a good jockey. It's a really important concept that you need to understand if you want to be successful in fitness or in business or in your career. Same thing goes with the career. You could be picking a bad horse in terms of the place you work for and always struggling. I've seen this time and time again with clients. Anyway, guys, I hope that made sense for you. Send me a DM if a light bulb went off for you there. There are ways of evaluating jockeys and horses specifically, but if you are the jockey, just become the best fucking version of yourself.